Now, Bossaran has just come through a period of unprecedented demand. It's issued 121,000 school bus tickets from over 130,000 applicants amid unprecedented demand. There was a lot of delays a number of weeks ago in advance of school starting following the government's announcement earlier this year that costs are being waived for families for bus tickets because of the ongoing cost of living crisis. More than 130,000 people have applied for bus services under the scheme, including 44,299 first-time applicants. Now, it's been worked out over the days, but some people are still struggling to get tickets to get their child on a school bus. One of those is Josie Cassan. Josie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
What's your situation with regards to trying to get your children on the school bus?
It's proving very difficult and we're not having much success still.
Where are they going to school?
They're going to school in Kilgobnet and we're eligible. We're 3.5 kilometres away from the school and their map is reading that we can go down a grass road and cross the river with no bridge. That's our nearest route and it's delaying my application for a bus ticket. So there's a problem with the map reading program Bossaran is using and they've been out, they've driven the route with us and they need to update the map and show that we are 3.5 kilometres away from the school.
So you have a mapping problem. The limit is 3.2 kilometres you have to be away in order to qualify for a ticket to get on the bus to the school. You're 3.6 kilometres, but the initial response from them was that no, there's another road here that shows you're only 2 kilometres away. Is that right?
That's correct.
And how bad is that road that they were expecting you to travel 2 kilometres on?
It's boggy, it's up to your knees in grass, and there's a few trees down as well. There's not one bit of stonework or level ground on it, and it's just a bypass road for a few fields.
It's a track, basically.
It's a track.
And you have to cross a river, or a stream,
It's a river at the end of it with no bridge, and it's the width of a car.
My God. So you'd have to drive, that's the road you'd have to drive on every day for 2 kilometres.
That's stopping my children getting a bus ticket because we're not eligible according to Bossaran map reading.
Okay, so what are you doing at the moment, Josie?
I'm sending emails. I'm on hold for an hour and 10 minutes to the bus transport office. I'm speaking to a very nice man in Tralee who's helping me, but I need to get a rural area grant because he realises that the road is not transversible and that's good enough for a ticket.
Right.
And we need to get the map changed so they can read that I'm 3.5 kilometres away from the school. This has been going on since April.
Right. Okay. So you were starting this in April, this whole process, and we're here in September, school's on and still no places on the bus.
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, well, look, we contacted Bossaran and they've gotten in touch and they said, look, they want to acknowledge the unprecedented demand for the school transport scheme this year. As of today, Bossaran School Transport Offices in Ireland issued almost 122,000 tickets for mainstream school transport services for the new school year for those who meet the qualifying criteria for the scheme. To date, over 5,700 tickets have been issued for school transport in County Kerry for the school year, which represents an increase of 14% on the previous year. In response to increased demand, students are eligible for school transport where they reside not less than 3.2 kilometres from the school and are attending the nearest primary school, or reside not less than 4.8 kilometres away and are attending the nearest post-primary school, as determined by the Department of Education and Bossaran, having regard to ethos and language. Distance eligibility will be determined by Bossaran by measuring the shortest traversable route from the child's home to the relevant education centre. The criteria has not changed for the 2022-2023 school year. Any students who do not meet the criteria are deemed not eligible or concessionary applicants and are allocated a ticket based on the availability of a seat when all eligible children have been catered for. So that what they've said there is how the system works, basically. But the key word is traversable route. And Josie, you've shown them already the 2 kilometre route from your school to Kilgobnet, your home to Kilgobnet, is not traversable.
That's correct, yeah. And okay. The bus leaves dominant school in the evening time with three or five children, so it's nearly an empty school bus leaving the school. So it's very frustrating.
So there are places on the bus. So once this gets sorted, there will be places for your children.
Well, that's an extra criteria. If there are places, you have a better chance of getting a place on the bus. And I see the bus leaving school some evenings with three or four children on it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so you're thinking, look, this just needs to be sorted and hopefully will be. Look,
my husband's farming with calving and lambing, and yeah, they are getting a drive some mornings, but otherwise, no, they're walking.
Yeah, and at the moment, the weather's not too bad, so more mornings for that and other things. So that's you know, but as you go deeper into the winter, it'll get more difficult when it gets darker, and when the rain sets in and the bad weather sets in, it becomes more difficult to walk or cycle, so you'll need that place on the bus. Look, Josie, hopefully it gets sorted out, and hopefully it does get organised, because it's something that, you know, no one should be able to should be expected to travel over a river to school every morning, and that to be the qualifying criteria for it.
Correct, yeah. I can't believe that it's taking so long to clear up this map reading error.
Yeah, yeah, okay. All right, Josie, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks for telling us that story. Hopefully that will work. And let's look, it's an unusual one. It's the mapping situation. One road on a map saying, yeah, 2 kilometres, but in reality, the road not up to standard, not traversable really with a car every morning, going over a river and grass up to your knees and all of those things.